This is the Chapel of His Resurrection, Esu Teaching Hospital, Park Lane, Enugu. Our vision is to present every man holy and acceptable unto the Lord. And our theme for the year is Holiness unto the Lord. Our prayer is that as you listen, the Lord will bless you richly and empower you with the grace to be holy. Happy listening.
Strength, our might, our silver, our gold, our intellect, our will, they shall not take us from what God has for us. Our wealth, our opportunities, our privileges, our families, your husband, your wife, your children. Father, give me, O God, that strength, that they will not take me away from what you have for me. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you, Father, for this time. I ask that you accomplish your word in our lives. Take absolute control, Lord. We arrest every negative thing in this atmosphere. And Father, we bring this time, even under subjection, to your power and will. Protect this time, Lord. Protect our hearts as we go into your word. And speak to us. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Without wasting time, I think we'll go straight into the things that we have this afternoon. The topic says, Overcoming Today's Loss. And I'm asking God to help me to teach this morning. And hopefully, at the end of it, we'll pray. Amen. The topic talks about overcoming the loss. And I'll try as much as possible to dwell on overcoming it. I think that the loss are very obvious every day. Everywhere we go. Those who were around 2 Wednesdays ago during the Wednesday service, we shared further things. And I think when the preacher was sharing them, some other things still hadn't happened. Sometimes we wonder why I mentioned them. But I only mentioned them because the Lord has helped me to be sensitive to them and watch many things that they are happening. And that challenges me the more to know that we're in a contest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know when he talked about one country that had legalized things around gay marriage. Just on Wednesday, New Zealand became country number 13. And it will continue. I'm not, well, Maybe by the time they finish, the global economic problem would have been solved. Maybe that's what will solve it. Hallelujah. And the woman that is prime minister in Cyprus the other day, last Sunday or the upper Sunday, she legalized it in the morning, and by 9 a.m. she went to church to get married to her partner that she has been keeping since, the prime minister of Cyprus. Well, the global economic problem started from those areas too. They are facing problems. But it will continue. It will. The other events that are going on, there are things we face every day. If you think they are going to stop, no, they are not going to stop. As the Lord pours out His Spirit upon all flesh, that they might accomplish His end time purpose, the devil will also pour out His Spirit upon flesh to accomplish, to interrupt God's end time purpose. Are we together? So if you think they're going to stop, I want you to change that perception. But the fact that the Bible speaks about these things means that it is possible to overcome them. If not, the Bible would not have talked about overcoming loss. Loss. We commonly look at them as things that come from outside. Am I right? Somebody is tempting me. Somebody is bringing this thing. Somebody is bringing this thing around me. And then people might find themselves responding to that. And in the process, losing out on God. Thank God, the Bible says it is possible to overcome temptation. Hallelujah. Thank God for the cross. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for God. Thank God because I'm privileged that this Bible was open to me, because many people haven't heard. Just a few days ago, I was talking to somebody, and I just opened a chapter of the Bible and started reading. As I was reading it, he was like, oh, wow. You mean, that is, at about 20 years or something like that, he doesn't know that those things are in the Bible. Hallelujah. It is a privilege to hear what we hear. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, it's possible to overcome them because of what happened at the cross. But I want to mention a few things. You saw the scripture that we read. Many times, the things that God has prepared us to be and do, we overlook them and we think that they are just casual. God has packaged and placed us in a certain place by reason of what Jesus has done, not by reason of your hard work or my hard work. A city that is set on an hill that cannot be hid. That's what He has made us. Am I right? That means you are at a position that, look, nothing should bring you down. You are a pace setter. Hallelujah. We are the light of the world. That means you are the one that should be showing people where they should be going. Hallelujah. You are the salt of the earth. That means even in the midst of wrong things, you can be the preservative in that place. So that if worms are coming, they will say, no. That He's around today. Let's leave this place. If we enter that family, that's our end. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter whether you are the child in that family. It doesn't matter whether you are the wife and every other person believes other things and doesn't care. No, don't worry. You are the salt. one day the salt will have complete preeminence over that atmosphere. Hallelujah. One day. I shared before, I think when I got saved, I was the first in my family. And it was a dangerous time. A difficult time for me. Very difficult. But I've been counting. 1 year after the other, my sister joined, my other sister joined. Then the one that seemed most difficult was my other brother. One day I went to Port Harcourt and I saw him. He was the one that was telling me about what they were doing and where they were going. And he joined. The rest, I'm still believing God. But as long as salt is in that soup, in the quantity that is needed for preservation, that soup will not go bad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, God has placed us on those places. But then, we should not forget what happened at the beginning. And what was that? We had Adam moving around. The Lord had said, look, we'll be chatting, we'll be discussing in the evenings to discuss about how you're moving about your life, the assignment I've given you on earth. And along the line, Adam fell and sin got created. Praise God. And something got formed in him that he never expected will happen. Something that had the capacity to keep generating programs, just like computer programs. Hallelujah. Something got set up in him. For those who know about things like cancer cells, one cell just changes and has another nature. And then it begins to generate cells that are like it. And before you know it, those cells have caused problem in that person's life. That was what the devil achieved in doing. And that thing is what the Bible describes as Mr. Flesh. It got positioned there. And God said, no! I have been allowing this man that I made for my purpose access to the tree of life. I can't continue that. This man that is carrying flesh must not live forever. There must be a point that this will get terminated. And what I had planned, and that my own life will be reintegrated in this man, so that he can begin to fulfill what I asked him to do and join me in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, while we are on earth, Jesus came and dealt the first blow, which is dealing with the man that had been leading and heading, which is at the spirit level. And he dealt with that. And then he calls us and asks us to put this flesh and its work to death. Praise the Lord. And every day we get into this contest because the devil knows about Mr. Flesh. And the devil knows that if he can use anything to make Mr. Flesh to live, are you hearing me? If he can use anything to make Mr. Flesh to wake up a bit and partake in what we are doing with our lives, that is enough to make God to reject that service and offering. That's why Romans 8 verse 8, the Bible started saying that they that are in the flesh cannot. Can we repeat that? They that are in the flesh cannot. Please God. They can't. So I keep trying and trying, and every day I'm trying. I came out here and I gave my life to Christ, and I said, please pray for me. And Jesus started living inside. But Mr. Flesh waits for me. He said, when you're che, Jaka Inaban, for me, I give to your church. Thank God for what God did with Jesus dying on the cross. But friends, it's because of this flesh that Paul was talking to the Galatians. I want us to read it from Amplified. Bro Sam. In Galatians chapter 5. And he started talking about certain things that he called the works of the flesh. Galatians 5:19.
Galatians chapter 5 verses 19 to 23. Now the doings, the practices of the flesh are clear. They are obvious. They are immorality, impurity, indecency, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, ill temper, selfishness, divisions, dissensions, party spirits, factions, sects with peculiar opinions and heresies, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. I warn you beforehand, just as I did previously, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Let's stop there. Can you imagine the Bible describing these things and saying that those who do these things, that I've warned you before, and I'm warning you again, that the people that do these things cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That they can't. That we should learn. That we should understand it. That we should believe it. Because when we don't believe it, we're saying, Lord, your philosophies might look good, but I have something else that guides my life. I will follow them to a point, but not wholly. That's the center of rebelling against God. That's what it talks about, the spirit of the Antichrist. I like them. But there's something always makes us, why should I do this thing? And it drags us, and it's as if it just ties us and throws us into the dustbin. Before we know it, we've dropped. And God says, it's still that thing that is in you. Friends, it's like the things that were listed there. You find somebody, by the time the person starts, just like Moses that was in the Bible, that we read about in the Bible, people couldn't help him. Moses, every time, despite the anointing, there was this thing he had with anger. Praise the Lord. There was this thing about him and anger. You can imagine when his wife wants to talk with him, and the next thing is, don't tell me that thing again. Is he a believer? Yes. Don't talk to me like that again. There's this thing, and nobody could help him. And that's the problem. When people keep doing what they are doing, and they keep driving away people that can help them, by the time they are in trouble, real deep trouble, that they are losing what God had in mind for them, like Moses, there will be nobody to pray for the person. Because everybody now thinks, you can handle it. It's what you say that is the end in this house, right? What you say, you're always right, right? It's what you say in this office that ends it, right? But there was nobody. I said, where was Mrs. Moses? Where were those who were supposed to be around Moses to intercede for him? Well, even Aaron. Do you remember his encounter with Aaron? When he came down from the mountain and he was supposed to carry the Ten Commandments and go. He said, Aaron, How can you do this thing? For you need to carry the... They look like this. I shouldn't carry it. I think it's this kind of marble. And he carried it and ground it to powder and carried it and gave everybody to drink. He said, Aaron, why did you do this kind of thing? Aaron said, Moses, nah. Because don't be mad at me now. Don't be mad. So he had also pushed Aaron aside. And that's one of the reasons why men fail. Because those behaviors have caused their wives to lock up. They just lock up. So even when you are swimming, you know how to do it. I can't even talk. My view doesn't matter. And the woman locks up. And when you're going down, there's nobody to pray for you. The same thing with the other side. Been warning and warning and warning and said, look, what is this thing in the flesh? It's always stirring up like that. And it's always welling up. Somebody said, it's only if, I don't know what you ate this morning, but if you didn't eat oba, no matter how much I provoke you, will oba come out of your mouth?
No, sir.
It's only what is inside that can come out. That thing has only found expression. Are we together? It's only what is inside that can come out. And every time the flesh will do the same thing and say, look, just keep it at this level. You try to do God's work. He said, yes, go ahead. I don't stop you from doing God's work. But he brings something that will just cause the flesh to show up in that activity. And anything that is stained with flesh, no matter how nice, no matter how lovely, no matter how beautiful, it doesn't please God. So, go ahead and worship God. Go ahead and sing. Lead the best prayers. Do the best you can in terms of preaching. Evangelize. No problem. It just leaves a little stain of flesh. And when God sees it, he said, I remember this. I saw it in Eden. And I vow that I won't see it. I love this person, but I won't see. My eyes will not behold this. And I finish preaching and sweating. Many lives are touched. But when I go back, like Elijah was seeing, they said, the Lord was not there. How many times, I don't know whether it's people's fault or something, but we need God's help. You find somebody who wants to love. You really want to show love to people. And sometimes you're really seeking love. And there may be reasons. I wasn't loved by my parents. Everybody was far from me. I was in pain and nobody came. Now I want love. I want somebody that will love me. I need comfort. Is it a good desire to be loved? Yes. But along the line, the devil turns it into something and it gets corrupted by the flesh. And once that happens, other things now start showing up. Other things. Because of the flesh. I want to do this, I want to do that for God. But then when we get provoked and these things show up is because the recipients that now activate the programs that were in our bodies by reason of the fall, we have chosen to activate him again. And then the next thing you will do is for the program to start running. For things to start moving. And you find this person. Like what happens commonly, the person now goes, I want you to make a dress for me. And while, mommy, while the person is with the fellow, the thing you'll be hearing is, we go to you, but that is the line that should be here, right? Is it true? We go, I won't wear this one to church or ShopRite. Mommy Ruby doesn't come to ShopRite. It's for ShopRite. Mommy Ruby, have you said I go? And the person just does that. Say, okay, so what's the good? Can I ask you? Is it the Holy Spirit that is speaking? There are challenges that we face every day. No metuamako better, or just smoke, or touch it. Can the Holy Spirit be saying that? You know, I often hear arguments about all kinds of things, including talking about people drinking. And I don't like getting into those arguments. When you try, any one of us tries to spend time in the most holy place, there are discussions you won't even want to get into. It's not, you don't bother, I don't like discussing them. I don't like getting into that. But I know something that Mr. Flesh does. Now, just take it. Take small. And he said, but it's small. Just, it's just small I took now. Is it not small? Obele, small red wine for my heart. For my heart. Oh, that's what the doctor said. And the Bible confirms it with Timothy. Now, Timothy, collect small and take for your stomach's sake. So, okay. Because whenever the flesh wants to do something, it has enough excuse. And like we saw in the playlist, it has enough scriptures to defend it. The only difference is when you enter the Holy of Holies, you will understand. And that's why in Hebrews chapter 9, where the Bible talks about the Holy of Holies, it says that there was that altar, there was the ark inside there. And there you also had Aaron's staff that budded, signifying that this person that is entering here has authority to enter. And it says inside there was a bread, showing that this man understands that he has food in God's presence. And he's always eating this and eating and eating. Because he's eating it, the things that you give outside, he can't be hungry for them. No. Sometimes, many times when I go to people's houses, I'm not hungry for the things I see inside. Can you tempt me with it? Will you tempt me? You look for another thing. And it's inside there. But there is something else covering it are the cherubims with their wings spread out. And then overshadowing the mercy seat. Friends, he said, which I don't want to talk about. And that's what happens because it can be discussed when a life likes swimming in the fleshly activities. Responds to that which is programmed in our bodies. He said, let's stay in the outer courts. Because anybody can come in there. But is that the best place? I don't think so. I think many people have been slain at the outer court. It doesn't stop somebody's destruction. Hallelujah. So, this man that is doing this in me, what should I do to overcome him? First of all, I want to remind us of what happened at the cross again. The blood of Jesus dealt with us and gave us hope. And gave us hope right there on the cross of Calvary. He gave us hope. Hope so that if what I'm desiring is more of God's rest, I don't have to throw myself into looking for things of this world, the pleasures, before I know that I have found rest. But that's what happens if you ask really. Those who are barricading their lives and all that, barricading their families, barricading nobody, don't touch. If you ask very deeply, inside their hearts, what they are looking for is peace, rest. Somebody that needs respect and to have confidence and boldness to enter the Holy of Holies, boldness to do that which is right. He's looking for that. Let me say, a woman. In the midst of it, she starts misbehaving even towards her husband. So that one day, don't say that. Never you do that. It's not women liberation. That's not what the scripture is describing. God made us his sons and his daughters. But let's be careful where the flesh, sometimes when that finishes and you sit back, you'll be wondering, was I the one? But the person is looking for boldness, confidence. But God gives us boldness and confidence, every one of us. There is boldness in the spirit, hallelujah. There is boldness to deal with that which the devil has arranged. God has given us the victory. God has given us the power. He sent them and said, I'm sending you. I saw Satan fall like lightning. He fell. Therefore, go. Only Noche goes up to where. Hallelujah. Go and make disciples. Go and do what is right. Go and live right. I said, the cross and what it did in our lives. When we are controlled, when we were there before, if somebody isn't saved, the person does not have a choice than to do what the flesh wants. No choice. The person is obliged to do it. Because there's something that controls everything. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. The flesh walks. It walks. In Saul, it produced at a point, it was pride and it was coming. And when they were looking for the person to crown King of Israel, they thought that Saul was hiding like many of us have hidden before when we were elected to one position or the other. And he was hiding there. Nobody could see him. And they thought it was humility. But along the line, Saul raised his head. And he was a head taller than every other person. Upon that, are these not the people I'm going to rule? But was anybody praying for him? Samuel was. Thank God. But Saul continued what he was doing. Until when God told him to do a specific thing, that same pride just showed up. And he started talking about the one he reserved for Samuel's God. And then he sent his people and said, they haven't come back because they are somewhere setting up a tower in his name. Pride. It looks humble, but the flesh interferes with it. And then what you see later is really not humility, pride. And it shows up. And once that remains, one day, it will cause the person to fall. Once that desire, no, this man has come, this my classmate, this person, this other woman, this person's wife, this other woman, and that remains, friends, it didn't just happen. I understand that from James chapter 1. That sin does not just happen. It doesn't just happen. Have you seen somebody in this arena where we park now that has come there to have sex? Have we seen that before? They'll look for where they'll go. It doesn't just happen. When sin has, when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. So the thing has been waiting there. 10 years, you are preaching, you are serving in this church, you are serving everywhere, and one day, that thing that you prepared and you have been doing, because this thing wasn't dealt with, it just shows up. Somebody told me his husband goes after women. I said, when did this start? He was going after women and looking at them somehow before you got married. You think that you are the one that will solve his problem because you are Queen Esther or Bani Darego. After seeing you, then all his going after women will end. No. There is something that is the generator. When one gets disappointed, another one will show up. That's why you have people. You have talked to this person before. The person was caught in the exam hall. The person was caught with a woman. The person was caught, the wife caught him looking at that woman somehow. And he got disappointed and embarrassed. And then after a month, he's back doing the same thing in the hall. He's back doing the same thing. Why? You have dealt, you are talking about what is peripheral. What is the generator? Is inside. Lust only happens, only succeeds, because that thing that is inside, that is a recipient, is not dead. It activates it when it comes. And this morning, we're going to ask the Lord. He was talking to believers in all those scriptures. We're going to ask the Lord, for yourself and myself, Lord, address this matter. Address, deal with this matter. Address the Lord. Lest I get to the end and everything I do, I realize that, look, I've just been serving God and presenting things to Him, but the flesh has been pampering it because they look alike. Even the devil himself has appeared like an angel of light. Say, Lord, I want to enter your place. I want a difference. I don't want this thing that is generating this anymore. And thank God, thank God, thank God, the man, the woman, the young person that is going to God and meets God begins the journey. Why did I say begins the journey? Because Jesus comes to live in his heart. And he ends up having the power to deal with these matters. Hallelujah. He receives the power. Unlike what I said earlier, that the person just doesn't have a choice than to do what he does. When Jesus does it, the Bible says, he no longer has an obligation to satisfy what the sinful nature desires. Do we get what I'm saying? I don't have to do it. I'm reprogramming my body. That's what many people fail to do after salvation. I'm reprogramming my system, which was of the old nature. And there was something generating it inside before. No, I am taking responsibility. God's grace and mercy. I'm taking responsibility to start reprogramming. Denying worldly lust. Titus, in the book of Titus chapter 4. Denying worldly lust. Deny worldly lust. Deny ungodliness. Look, you want to do this, sorry? The person that used to do it before is no longer there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The person that used to cooperate with you is no longer there. The cross of Christ has dealt with him. The blood has covered. It's no longer. So I don't have to do it. I don't have to. I don't. No matter what, I don't have to do it. So even when you are starting, I'm yielding myself to another thing. Is it because I'm fasting or praying and all of that? I think all of that, those things are helpful. But they are not the ones. You see, some people, they say because of what they see on the internet, they will never watch the internet again. Laptop. You need the laptop. You need it. I don't know what I'll do if somebody carries my own. So I always pack it up. You will destroy generations of work I've done. I need it. That thing is only having effect because there is something inside that responds to it. Like what I said, if you didn't eat up, you cannot vomit up. Look at this. There's something inside. I'm looking for respect. I'm looking for joy. I'm looking for love. And it's a legitimate desire. But this morning, whatever it is that when I'm looking for this, I'm trying to serve God. I came to serve. I offered myself to serve. I'm serving. Since, no matter how much we serve, if this thing corrupts that service, it's not entering before God. That's why somebody like Cornelius, who was morally righteous, a devout man, filled with all good things. When God saw how good he was doing with what he was doing, what did he do? Did that earn him heaven? No. Say, Peter, I beg. There's this man. Go to him. Talk to him. If he responds, fine. If he doesn't respond, there's nothing I can do about it. If he responds, then he's on his way to heaven. If he doesn't respond with all the good things, he's morally righteous, he's the best. He's the best man I've ever seen in my life. He's the one that has talked to me in the best way. That is, he calms everything down. If he doesn't respond to salvation, he has made a choice about the direction and the location. And finally, if we're doing this and if we're going to pray, I would say that the first thing that needs to happen is that the main thing, the spirit man is changed and the nature of Christ comes to live in there. To begin a new life. To bring about a change. To bring about something different. To begin this reprogramming. To start creating the atmosphere that is needed in that life. That's the beginning. John chapter 3 verse 3, it says, whether we believe it or not, or like it or not, it doesn't change the matter. Whether it's been presented to us by our priests, our preachers, and wherever we go to, it doesn't change it. He said, I think Amplified said, I assure you, most solemnly. King James says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except. That is, when we finish talking about all that we talked about, if this one doesn't happen, there is no beginning. Except, verily, verily, most assuredly, I assure you, I'm telling you, accept. No matter how good you've been, no matter what service you do, accept. No matter how much you give, no matter how much you think, accept. No matter how much you love, no matter how much you do charity work, no matter how much you're the one, you are there every day. Accept. No matter how much a preacher does in the morning, he's doing this today, next tomorrow, he's always, all you are seeing is that he's walking in the church. Accept. Accept. A man receives that new nature. He cannot be in heaven. If he finds himself somewhere that looks like heaven, it is the devil's room where he has put all the things he stole from people that he had been killing and destroying and was packing them. So it looks like a mega hotel. It is that room. But when you get in and he finishes his welcome dance and his welcome party, then Obidozie will now carry you and say, look, I'm now going to show you my kingdom. And that's when the person's eyes will begin to see. Except. And friends, there's nobody that will be prayed for when the person has died to change. Let's not get confused. Abraham was talking about it. Sorry, Lazarus. And Lazarus said, and Abraham said, there's a big gap between us. They should listen to those who are alive. If they don't, they'll end up where you are going. That's where you go. Except. Let us bend our heads in prayer. Those choices. The way you respond, that you don't have to. You don't have to. There's no obligation. There's no obligation to do it. There's no obligation. There's no obligation to yield to temptation. There's no obligation. Can you begin to talk to the Lord about those matters? Can you begin to talk to the Lord about those matters and just carry them and hand over to Him? Lord, I am cooperating with the cross in my decision, in my will. You will bless that, O God, which is offered to you. You will bless my will when it's committed to you, Lord. You bless my decisions when they are committed to you, Lord. You will make a change in my life. I know there's victory. I know you've set me up. I know you've distinguished me. I know that you have set me, oh God, and designed the promised land for me. In my life, in everything about me, in my academics, in my family, in my work. You're taking me somewhere. And while others are praying, you may be here. You want to come out and leave those burdens. And you want to leave those burdens. And you want a change. Oh, beautiful Lord. You want a change. You want that change, which is the beginning, to even begin to see the way to heaven. And I'll illustrate that for you while you imagine it in a favorite way. I said that if you just consider a breakable plate that has a crack, the crack is like that thing that has been infected with sin. No matter how well, no matter how much we use that plate to pack good things, no matter how much we wash it to be morally right, there is, we can't wash out that crack. It can only be changed. It can only be changed. No matter how much we wash it, when we wash it and carry it and put all the offerings for God, all our service and carry it to Him, He sees the crack. He said, this plate reminds me of Eden. I can't accept this gift. Throw it away. Are you here and you're asking the Lord, I want that change. I want to begin with that new nature. I want to begin with that new nature. I want Jesus, His own nature, to come and live in me, that darkness may flee, and that like He did for the earth, my life that has remained formless and void, or it may have even looked beautiful, but without Christ is void. I want a change that can start, and you begin to address those matters. Address the ones in the home. Address the ones in the family. Address the ones at your place of work. Address the ones in school. Address those things. He starts from somewhere. If that's a desire, just say after me, Lord Jesus, thank you for this morning. I ask for your forgiveness. I ask that you make me your child. I ask that the blood will also speak on my behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. If you made that prayer with me, I want you to do something that is significant. Can you just lift up your hand? I want to pray with you and congratulate you. I'm only asking you to do what I've done myself. Is there someone like that? God bless you. Is there someone like that? Can you raise your hand? God bless you, sir. Is there somebody else like that? Just raise your hand. Lift up your hand. Is there someone like that? Lift up your hand before we pray. Lift up your hand before we pray. It's a choice. It's a life. It's what has happened in my life. I can only share with you. God bless you. I'm still giving opportunities to people. God bless you. Is there somebody else? Is there somebody else? I want to close our prayer. Are you asking the Lord? I want that new nature. I want that beginning. Without it, there's nothing. Without it, there's nothing. Everybody, even those who are where they are, realizing that this world is messed up. There must be something more. I want to take hold of it. Is there someone else? If your hand is lifted, can you rise up? I want you to do something by faith. As you're stepping out to join me, for me to congratulate you. That you're stepping out of your burdens. You're stepping out of your past. You're stepping out of your failures. You're stepping out of that which the devil had been planning. You're stepping out of destruction that the devil had arranged. You're stepping into life. Can you join me here? I want to say congratulations to you and pray with you. Can you just join me here? If you're standing, please join me here. While we are praying for ourselves, those who are sitting down, can you join me here? If you didn't raise your hand that you want to do so, just come forward. Forget the person beside you. You may think that it's your classmate and the person doesn't know God already. Now you'll be feeling, how will you be doing this? You may not know that the person has made peace with God. It will only be on our way to heaven. When we get somewhere, they will turn you somewhere else. And you say, Neka, you didn't tell me we were in church that day. You didn't tell me. Oh, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed. You can just go to the altar, kneel down and pray for yourself. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious meetings. Can we rise up? If you can rise up and hold somebody beside you, we are going to make prayers of agreement. In that person's life and in my life, Lord, I am rising to say, Lord, everything that belongs to this rubbish and reckless and useless flesh, that they look nice, Lord, I am handing them over to you, Lord. Father, King of Glory, put them to death. And Lord, my will, I am submitting to you, that your choices will be my choices. That from today, if on my, I will stand to deny them. Can you begin to pray? Whether it concerns you, whether it concerns your husband, whether it concerns you, whether it concerns your friend, this thing, the sin in me, Lord, I apply even the promises of the cross to it. Oh God, I nail it to the cross. I nail it to the cross, Lord. I will kneel down to pray. I will lie down to sleep. I can't sleep. The moment I kneel down, that I want to pray, and I start praying, the next thing, that sleep that I didn't want to sleep, that didn't want to come, just comes and takes me away from God's presence. Oh God, can you pray for the person if you're not praying for yourself? In Jesus' name we have prayed. We're going to take a second prayer, and that will be the last one. And we're going to ask the Lord, whatever it is that takes me away from your presence, Father, whatever it is, Lord, let it be put to death this morning.
Whatever it is that takes me from your presence, Father, deal with it. Father, deal with it. Father, deal with it. And as you're praying and as the Lord is revealing and raising those things in your heart, bring them at the altar. Place them at the altar. Place them at the altar. You shall no longer be. I will not respond anymore to you. Father, are they human beings? Are there people around me? Mighty Lord, deal with this matter. I've been trying, oh God, I'm not asking you to put anybody to them, no Lord, that you will turn them around, oh God. I've been asking God, and even when I'm high and when, oh God, I'm so inspired, oh God, to pray at night, that's the night that my husband, who is not saved, will come up with an issue. Mighty Redeemer, deal with this matter.
In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, we bless you.
Ancient of Days, as we stand before your throne, Father, let, O God, the victory of the cross be totally completed in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Every hunger for the things that are produced by darkness, whether they are encapsulated in gold, Ancient of Days, we decree death to that hunger in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, whatever things that take us away from your presence, whatever things that, oh God, as they come up, Lord, we lose concentration. That was what we wanted to do. We wanted to be with you in that morning. And suddenly something shows up. Eternal Rock of Ages. We address them by the finger of Jehovah, and we decree in the name of Jesus Christ, they shall no longer stand. 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 In the name of Jesus. Every wall and boundary set up by darkness to keep us in the works of the flesh, they are broken in Jesus' name. They are broken in Jesus' name. Father, let there be liberty upon your people. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.